and welcome to the Disney Dreaming Podcast, episode 14. I am Christine.
And I have my mouth full. I'm Chrissy.
And welcome to June's episode. On this episode, we're going to do a little pre-trip report because I am leaving in like 10 days for some fun in the sun. Let's be honest, some heat stroke inducing fun because it's going to be so hot down there. But I am going with my mother.
I'd rather be hot in Disney than hot anywhere else.
You know, it's true. We're going to stay at the Poly Villas Deluxe Villa, which is standard. It's standard. It's a studio. It's not one of the ones out on the water. Like, don't get that excited, people. But we're leaving on a Saturday night. We're going to get there. It's going to be great. And also on this episode, we're going to talk about, because I'm going with my mother, touring strategies when you go to the parks with somebody who's different than the way you usually tour. So welcome to this episode. Okay, so my mother and I on Mother's Day weekend decided that we were going to go away to Disney. We just all of a sudden decided we have a relative that lives in Jacksonville. We're going to roll it all together. We're going to go see her. Everything's great. So we're going to be there for 6 nights. Mm-hmm. 6 nights, 5 days. And I couldn't be happier. We are flying JetBlue out of Providence because I don't know if we ever told everyone we're from Cape Cod.
I think we did.
Yeah, and the distance between from where we live, well, from where I live, Chrissy lives another half hour away, from where I live, an hour to Boston, an hour to Providence, and Providence is just much easier. We're going to do some JetBlue, and I'm trying a new strategy. My friend, the travel agent, told me the strategy, Chrissy, and you're going to think I'm crazy. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
So all the flights for JetBlue out of Providence are three in a row. So she said, no one likes to sit in the middle. So if you're just two of you, one book the aisle, one book the window, and not normally somebody will not just go for the middle seat.
Okay.
And then if somebody does, just go, do you mind switching? Because who really wants to?
Right.
So no one's going to go, yeah, no, I want to be in the middle. Like, I want to be uncomfortable. Thank you. So right. I'm trying this strategy this time, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Almost to try to get a little more room?
Yes. Almost every seat on the plane is taken except for the one between my mother and I.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'll be the one ending off in the middle. My mother will not ride in the middle.
Okay.
And that's not going to be pleasant, but it's JetBlue. There'll be TVs, so it's fine. It's whatever.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. We got a really, really, really good deal on airfare. I think like $250 round trip.
That's pretty good.
So it's not bad. Anyway, so that's that.
I mean, for deciding
last minute,
that's mm-hmm. a good deal.
Sorry, we're eating brownies. I'm so sorry. I'm like chewing in everyone's ear. I'm so rude. Anyway. So,
people have done worse on podcasts.
That's true. They get drunk. Wait, we did that once too.
I didn't.
Well, that's right. I did. So we get down there. We land. It says 5:30 to 8:30. It's never taken 3 hours to get there. I'm assuming I'll be checking into the Polynesian at like 9:30. It sounds about right.
Yeah.
Magical Express we're taking. We're not renting a car until later, and I'll tell you all about that as well. But we are going to check in, and I'm figuring we're just going to do counter service. We're going to go to Captain Cook's or something like that. I'm eyeballing the grilled cheese sandwich. There's nothing better than a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
We'll check in and then pretty much be done that night, I think, unless for some reason we want to go to the Tambu Lounge, have a drink, but that's not usually my mother's style. But so we'll do that.
Yeah.
The next day, we wake up and we have a 9:05 a.m. Cinderella's Royal Table. Do I? Is that what I have?
Do you?
No, I don't. What is wrong with me?
I had a stroke this afternoon.
I think I just had one right now. So what? We have a 9:05 Crystal Palace. Sounds a little bit more like us.
This is news to me.
You looked at me like, you're doing what now?
Yeah, I did.
Crystal Palace. I don't even... Okay. I haven't eaten at the Crystal Palace in years and years and years and years. Okay. I'm talking... I think the last time I ate at Crystal Palace was like 1999. So it's going to be exciting. Breakfast. And then I did my fast passes. I'm going to finally ride Mine Train. So that's exciting. We're going to do Mine Train. We're going to do a couple of the other mountains, not Space, because it jacks my back.
Yeah.
And just kind of enjoy the park. Now, since it's going to be 93 degrees when I'm down there, okay, we're going to be leaving the park around 12:30, 1 o'clock every day, go back to the pool. That night, Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that. We have Mama Melrose, ADR, and I was going to cancel it for sci-fi because one came up, but then I went, you know what? I think Mama Melrose is going away, yeah, and I don't want to miss that.
No. Now, when you're at the Poly,
mm-hmm,
you'll take a bus to Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, I could always monorail over, but then you have to walk to the International Gateway and then take the boat all the way over when I could just bus it.
Yeah, it's true.
Bus it and be done. So that's that night. And the new Star Wars fireworks will be on at that time.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to decide whether I want to do the Star Wars dessert party. But I'm thinking we'd have more fun doing that in October.
Agreed.
You know? And it's like Symphony in the Skies. And you get like a Chewbacca sign. And you get all kinds of fun things. I don't even know what's going on.
Did you say Star Wars dessert?
Yes.
Party?
Oh, yes. And there's booze. Mm-hmm. We might have to do it.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're doing it. It's a dessert party for the Star Wars fireworks.
Mm-hmm. All desserts inspired by Star Wars.
You have, like, VIP viewing area. Yeah. It's not sitting, but...
Like we did at...
like we did for... World of Color, yes. Exactly. Except we didn't have a dessert party. That was like a dining package.
But it's the same. I would have taken a dessert party over a dinner package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the same idea. But hopefully it will still be there in October.
You don't know if it's crazy busy, like how long you waiting in line to get a dessert.
Mm. No, you're not. That's why they bang you an extra $100.
$69 a person. So, $69 a person. We're not going to do the Halloween party when we go.
No. Nope.
It's almost like...
Yeah.
That could be something special.
And you would love that.
Mm.
You're recording, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all involved.
See you later.
Our fans love it. Anyway, so... I'm going to do the Star Wars fireworks. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, I can't wait. You have to Snapchat
them. Oh, I'm going to Snapchat the crap out of it. I'm going to video it. I'm going to do all that fun things. Because I haven't been there in the summer in 15 years.
Yeah. The last time I was there in the summer was when I worked there.
Oh, it's going to be so crazy.
And it was ugly in August. I remember walking out the door and being like, I'm soaking wet.
Yeah. I'm going to just embrace the heat and the sweat.
It's not June. Know? It's not June. It's August.
I'm just hoping having the touring plan of having those 5 or 6 hours in the afternoon to go to the pool or monorail hop. Like, not monorail hop, but resort monorail hop.
Yeah.
So now the next day is going to be Monday, and we're going to start in Epcot.
Mm.
I am assuming I'm going to eat Captain Cook's breakfast or something. Maybe the Fountain View. I've never been in there.
It's a Starbucks.
Is it Starbucks seat? No, I don't know. I'll figure it out. We have Spaceship Earth. I'm figuring we're just going to do Future World at that time.
You should do Sunshine Seasons.
That's the thing. This is what I'm saying. Soarin', the new Soarin' Over the World is going to be open.
Yeah.
But the earliest fast pass I could get was at noon. So it's like, do I just eat lunch at Sunshine Seasons before I leave and call it a day? Like have something quick at the hotel and then have a more substantial lunch.
How do you feel about the lunch options at Sunshine Seasons, though?
I'm okay with them. I had lunch there once. I had like a chicken, like Asian-inspired thing, and it was pretty good.
I think they have a pretty nice smoked turkey sandwich there.
I think I read about that. Like, I will not do the electric umbrella. I'd rather gouge my eyes out with a spork. Like, I can't.
I had a really good flatbread there.
Vile.
Wasn't so bad.
It was okay. So Soarin' Over the World is what I'm really excited about on that day. We go back, and then that night, back to the Magic Kingdom. New ADR. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try the Skipper Canteen.
Oh, yes.
This is going to be a problem in that my mother is the least adventurous eater you've ever met. Think of a fussy toddler, and all they want is mac and cheese and, like, grilled cheese. My mother is blander than that.
I'm sure they could make her something off the children's menu.
I bet she, you know what? There's grilled chicken. She'll just eat grilled chicken
or
something. But I'm excited to see it, to be there, to like experience the whole shtick of it. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm very happy about that. And
people like it. I mean, I haven't heard any bad reviews about it. It's just the menu that's weird.
It's just odd.
To some people.
Yeah. So we're going to do Skipper Canteen. We're going to do Kona for dinner. And I was like, nah. Let's try something new. So we're going to do that. We're going to do Main Street Electrical, Parade, Wishes, all of that fun crap.
Yeah.
And so that's Monday night. Tuesday, we are hanging at the hotel.
I was going to say, by then you're going to need a hang.
Most of the morning, because that night, I want a monorail hop. I think I'm going to eat breakfast or lunch at the Contempo. Finally, nice. Like go try different counter service and see what's going on, shop. Because I love the shopping on the monorail.
Oh, yeah. I did it when I was pregnant. We did a monorail hop. We did Poly. We did Grand Floridian. We did...
Contemporary?
Contemporary.
Nice.
And it was so fun.
Like, that's what I'm looking forward to.
You know, I mean, it was just... We can talk about this, too, when we get into the segment. But, I mean, it was just a different way that I had to tour than I'm used to.
Right.
So it was a really nice way to take it easy, but still be doing something.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. Plus, at night, the Magic Kingdom's open till like 1, so I'm figuring I'll probably be up late. So that'll be good. Now, that night is the excitement. Animal Kingdom. Nighttime Animal Kingdom. I'm going to go on the safari, and hopefully our listener, Mackenzie, will be my safari guide. Love him. He's awesome. And he is working. So that'll be fun.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to do Expedition Everest and hopefully not vomit. Can't promise anything.
Well.
And then we're going to do... I got a fast pass before it started to the Jungle Book. And then I heard all the crappy things about it.
I mean, I've heard... Like, not even just it was okay. Like, it was bad.
It was
like,
bad.
Why bother?
So... My mother will want to see it. So I'm like,
that's
I'll
the thing.
Do it.
What else are you going to do?
Exactly. So we're going to do the
but
Jungle Book show.
You have to do the Tree of Life.
Oh my God. I can't wait for the Tree of Life.
Oh my God. I watched the YouTube and it made me cry.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
We are probably going to do some sort of counter service because I can't mess with Tiffin's. I know it looks good. The menu's too odd for me and it's too expensive.
Yeah.
And my mother doesn't eat enough for me to pay money for a buffet.
Right.
Like, she really eats such small amounts that it's just not even worth it. Pizzafari just got a new menu.
Yep.
I don't know
what
I'm going to do.
I mean, there's Flame Tree, which people love.
She might like it.
I don't love it, but...
Harambe, she wouldn't eat anything
at. It's
pretty
standard barbecue, you know.
And it's, so I'm, she, but she'll, if it's pizza, she might eat that, so.
Yeah.
And plus the salad. It looks like they have at the new Pizzafari a really good chicken Caesar salad. You know how I love that.
Yeah.
So that might be that. That park is open till 11 that night, so
oh my God.
It's going to be another late night. Wednesday, we're going to start out, Wednesday we're going to Disney Springs.
Oh, fun.
We're going to Disney Springs. We're going to eat at another new restaurant. We're going to eat at the Boathouse.
Looks awesome.
So I can't wait for lunch. It's like I did an 11:30 lunch because get there for 10 when it opens, shop around, look around, have lunch. It's going to start getting really hot at that time. Go back to the pool.
Yeah.
That night, we're going to Epcot, and that's the 22nd, and I got a fast pass for Frozen Ever After, which is opening the day before.
Awesome.
So I can't wait. We'll do that. And we're going to eat at Via Napoli.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. So that's watch Illuminations. Then I get my Epcot night in. I'll have a Heffenweiser. No? Did I just make that up?
Schafferhofer.
I just
Schafferhofer?
I should stop making crap up. Heffenweiser? Is that even anything?
I think a Heffenweiser is a kind of a beer. Yes.
Okay, Schoferhofer is what I want.
Schoferhofer is the grapefruit
beer. That's what I want. And pick up some caramel deliciousness.
Oh, please get the...
The square?
Pineapple.
What?
Dipped in caramel and then dipped in chocolate.
Didn't even know
it's
that.
It's a fresh pineapple beer.
I did not know that existed.
That they dip in caramel. And then they dip it in chocolate, and it's cold and delicious, and the caramel is, like, really soft. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to look into that. That sounds delicious.
They also have grapes, like a little kebab.
Stop.
Of grapes that they put on a little kebab, and then they dip it in caramel, and then they dip it in chocolate, and you just
Oh, I bet it's so good.
Yeah.
I will be...
I've never had the grapes, but the pineapple is... to die for.
I will be bringing a caramel shortbread back to my room for later consumption.
You're going to make sweet, sweet love to
that. Sweet love. When everyone's asleep, bar. I'm going to be at the poly going like this. I love you. I love you. Why do I love you so much?
Oh, God.
So that'll end our Wednesday night. Now, Thursday, I am going to start at Hollywood Studios, I think. That could change. Yeah. I mean, one day at Hollywood Studios could be enough for me. Because I think I was doing Hollywood Studios because I hadn't gotten any fast passes for Hollywood Studios yet.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay. So I got like Tower of Terror.
Okay.
And I got the Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, you know. And we'll have had a lot of Main Street. A lot of Magic Kingdom. We're
both. Yeah.
Kind of ridiculous today.
Yeah.
And then that night, I don't know if we're going to end up in a park because we're going to Wilderness Lodge to have Artist Point, another new restaurant for us. So I'm trying all kinds of new restaurants. And then Friday, we wake up. We're going to eat at Kona, our last day, my last. And then we're going to go rent a car at the Car Care Center and drive to Jacksonville. Judy was supposed to come down and pick us up, but stuff has changed, so... I'm going to have all kinds of insight as to renting a car on Disney property.
Nice.
It was like $60 for the day to drive to Jacksonville, so.
We rented a car when we were there, I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, to go to Daytona.
Nice.
Right out of the Swan.
Oh, we're going to the Car Care Center because it's over near the Polynesian. So yeah. I was like, that should be easy. Like, that's not a problem.
Yeah. No, it was, I mean, easy as anything to get the car from Swan to.
See, I can't wait.
I think it was budget, I want to say.
We're doing Alamo because as a teacher, I get a discount. It's not a huge discount.
I don't remember what it was, but it was super easy, like, and $50 for the day.
Oh, that's awesome. We are, so since we're at the Polynesian, some things I'm looking forward to is the fact that I'm on the monorail, easy access to two of the parks, and even, like, this is what we're going to get into in our next segment is touring with people who are different touring style than you. But my mom is 73. She's not somebody who takes 10,000 steps a day and then in Disney can do 20,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to modify my touring for her. And if she needs to go back and take a rest or she wants to go to bed early, the good thing about where our location is I can go to Magic Kingdom by myself. Like, and not really be worried about it. And I can jump on the monorail and go over to Meisner's Lounge and have a drink by myself. Like, that stuff doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
So that's good. So the trip looks really good. The only things I'm worried about are, of course, the heat. And if we have days of just pure rain.
Yeah.
It's gonna, you know, put a damper on it. But other than that, there's nothing that is making me really trepidatious because I'm super excited. I just can't.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I mean, that's stuff that, you know, you have no control over. So.
Right. Right. So I'll eat some counter services that I didn't mention, and I'm definitely going to check out Trader Sam's for us.
Yeah.
And check out the Nomad Lounge, even if I just get pictures. I'm going to be updating our Instagram and our Twitter the whole time I'm down there because I'm a social media whore.
It's going to be like a work trip for
you. It's like a work trip. I should basically get it taken care of.
Yeah.
We should talk to management.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about touring differently than you're used to. So, Chrissy, I'm going to let you start. So, talk to us a little bit about your normal way of touring, Chrissy, when you're in the parks.
Sure. So, normally what we'll do is big planner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a big planner, so we usually have a pretty good idea of what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we usually create an itinerary.
Yep.
You know, if not on paper, but at least, you know, through our ADRs.
Yes.
So we definitely always have an idea of where we're going to be at each day.
Right.
And normally what we do is, for a long time we were in the parks from morning to night.
Right.
I mean, it was not until we started staying closer, like in the deluxes, mm-hmm. That we would come back to the room and kind of chill out in the afternoons.
Right.
So, now what we do, when we were younger and we would stay at Pop mm-hmm. or, you know, somewhere farther away, the All-Stars, we'd go out in the morning and we wouldn't come back until nighttime.
Right.
And you'd be out all day long.
And
totally
be fine.
Mm-hmm. Energy to do that. Also, back in those days, I don't remember ever having ADRs or anything like that.
No,
so
never.
You could kind of just chill and do what you wanted to do. Once we started staying deluxe and realized that, you know, it was just a short walk or boat ride or bus ride back to the hotel, we would get up in the morning, go do a park,
mm-hmm.
come back in the afternoon, get a couple hours of pool time in,
mm-hmm.
and then go back out for dinner or, you know, late night park time.
Right.
Which is, you know, your pretty standard way to tour.
Right.
These days. I think you have to have a plan going in, whether you are very militant and have it down to the minute. Like,
right.
You know, I love touring plans, and you can plan your whole day down to the minute if you want to.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll know what time you're going to be on what ride.
Exactly.
On touring plans.
It's crazy.
Which is great. But I don't usually go that far into the planning. I usually kind of do a little bit of freeform. I usually know at least where I'm going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And now with FastPass Plus,
where at least three rides you're going to be
You know
on.
At least three rides you're going to do. So that's how we have been doing it as of lately. However, when I was pregnant, I had to take a completely different approach
right.
to the way that I toured. So the last time I was in Disney World was March of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit over a year ago. And I was just under 2 months pregnant. So mm-hmm. I was still in my first trimester. I was still nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I was still nervous about being pregnant. So it was a really different kind of a trip, you know?
Right.
Food was still weird.
Yeah.
And usually food is a big thing for me in the mm-hmm. parks. It's one of the things I get the most excited about.
Right.
And drinks. I love to go and have drinks in the parks. Couldn't do that.
Right.
You know, obviously I wouldn't do that, but I would love to go and have, like, you know, a margarita walking around the World Showcase. That's like something that's always been fun for me. But this last trip, I had to really kind of curb everything that we did. Had to really take a huge step back and just do a more relaxing trip and really slow our pace,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that I'm not used to doing.
Right.
You know, I don't think we did two parks in a day.
Right.
I think we did, maybe we would go out in the morning, come back to the hotel and do either dinner at the hotel or go to Disney Springs
mm-hmm.
or just, you know, relax in the morning and go out in the afternoon.
Right.
And then come back at night. You know, it was a different kind of a much different kind of a trip for me, but it was also really nice to be able to just kind of slow down, enjoy where I was, enjoy what I was doing rather than going from, you know, in the morning, for instance, going to like Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Normally what I do is have my breakfast ADR,
mm-hmm.
say at the Poly somewhere, go into the Magic Kingdom, probably don't even have too many fast passes. And if I do, then, you know, whatever. Say I have a Pirates for 10 o'clock and mm-hmm. it's 9:30. So I'll say, okay, what's close to Pirates? Let's go try to do Jungle Cruise first.
Right.
All right. So we'll do Jungle Cruise, then we'll get on to Pirates, and then just Big work Thunder my Mountain. Way around.
Yep. Splash exactly. Mountain. Like, let's go.
You know, like, and I will try to hit all the big rides. Mm-hmm. I couldn't ride any rides. Mm-hmm. So it was really different.
Right.
It also made me see things that I wouldn't normally go see.
That's awesome.
You know, which mm-hmm. was fun. And or just sit and have a Dole Whip and relax.
Exactly.
You know, which is something that I wouldn't normally do.
Right.
I sat in Future World at Epcot and just had a snack and looked around and watched people. And
that's awesome.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to do that. I did something that I say I want to do every year and never do it. But because I was literally too tired to go hopping around all the parks, I really was. I was like, I couldn't wait in line for a ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you paid me, I can't be on my feet. We just did the monorail loop and went into the different hotels and shopped and looked at the...
Fun.
Yeah, and we took our time and looked mm-hmm. around in the shops.
Right.
Sat down if we needed to sit down. It right. was so nice.
Just on your own schedule.
It was so nice mm-hmm. not to have to keep to a schedule.
Because so many people feel that urgency. Mm-hmm. I'm spending so much money on this vacation. We've got to get the most out of it all the time. Push, 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 push.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't do that.
No.
Yeah. Ryan is very go.
Yeah.
My husband has go and stop are his only speeds.
Yeah.
And so when we're in the park, I love to, like, meander and look at things and slow down. And I get with him, and he's in such a hurry to get places
yeah.
that I don't... The last 7 years I've gone, I haven't looked at anything.
Yeah.
I've just... Where are we going? Get there, go, good, next. Get there, go, good, next. Yeah. And I just... I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I'm... That's one thing I'm very excited about, is changing that when I tour with my mother. Because my mother... doesn't walk a lot. Like, yeah. She's not to the point where she needs an ECV or anything like that. She's just not somebody...
She's not used to it.
She's not used to it, you know? Desk job most of the time. And when she says she gets out and she does her walking, Christine, I did my walking. She walked a mile.
Yeah.
It's like, that's going to get you from the hotel to the main gate of the park.
Yeah.
Like that, but... So, I have to be cognizant of that, as well as the heat. Add that to the heat. And we're not going to cover as much as we normally would. Mm-mm. And I have to be okay with that, you know? And I think I'm going to be, you know, go do this, relax a little bit. Go do this, relax a little bit. And I figure the first 2 days we're there is when I'm going to get the most out of her. And then that's why it kind of slows down after that. Like, two parks. Let's see what
Maybe
we do, you know, and try to figure it out and spend time in the pool,
yeah.
you know? Spend time going... and looking around, and if she wants to go to the room and take a nap and read a book because she loves her trashy romance novels, like, go ahead. Like, yeah. nobody's stopping you, and that's perfectly fine. So I think when you're traveling with somebody who's opposite of your schedule, it can be, give you anxiety sometimes, but mm-hmm. I think sometimes you just have to give into it and say, all right, we're going to look at things differently this time. Like, this trip's yeah. going to be different kind of thing. Like, if I don't get on Rock and Roller Coaster, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I used to, and you and I, you know, pretty much tour in very similar styles.
Uh-huh.
But I, being forced to not do that stuff mm-hmm. really made me go, you know what? You didn't do Tower of Terror this year and you were okay. Like.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you don't get on every single ride that you think you have to ride.
Right.
You know, it's okay. And this year is going to be different too because we have a baby.
Right.
I have no idea uh-huh. what that's going to be like.
And the thing with Ryan is he's very ride oriented.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what it's going to be like with my mother, you know?
Yeah.
And I say to Ryan all the time when we're running from place to place to place in the parks, like, you don't understand. I could sit on this bench in Frontierland for a half hour and just soak in the background loops and the people and the smells and be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you the last time I went in the Hall of Presidents. I am betting my bottom dollar I will sit my ass in Hall of Presidents this time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the Country Bear Jamboree in years. Yeah. Betcha I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
You know, just the things that I never get a chance to do, I'm really going to try to to live in that and just be okay with it. Like, I have to mentally say it's okay, because then when we go in October, it's going to be completely different kind. And then if I end up going in April...
You'll be riding on Small World a lot, probably.
Ooh, Small World. My mother loves that. I'll be on that, too. When I go in April... with the high school kids, our school might go, that's going to be completely different, because you have 2 days, that's it, make it happen, go. And we're not staying on property.
Yeah.
So it's just, you have to think about when you're touring somebody with a different style than you have, you have to kind of blend your styles and figure it out. So with my mother and I, the way I've blended our styles is, she doesn't make ADRs. I've made all the ADRs.
Yeah.
Like, I've planned our days around that.
Yeah.
And I planned our fast passes around that. And new things. Like, we've been so many times, I don't need to keep going on fill in the blank, whatever ride it is.
Right.
Like, but I do want to see the new things, and it's awakened summer fun. So I want to see everything that's new. Like, I'm going to get down there. I'm going to see the Jungle Book. It's going to suck, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to go like this. That sucked.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the tree wake up. Like, I'm going to do these things. Tree wake up, awaken, whatever. And that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
So I think it's, just something to think about when you're traveling with others, and I'll have all kinds of good tips for when I come back.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to come back and give you all some dining reviews, update pictures, and tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of my trip, because it won't be all of that.
I can't wait.
It's going to be amazing. And then, without a blink, in July, we're going to be talking about our October trip.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the concert series will be out by then.
Oh, God.
Did I tell you there's a concert series when I'm down there right now?
No.
It's all tribute bands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to say it's the Eagles when I'm there. And I'm like, ugh.
Oh, really?
I'm like, cut it. No.
You don't like the Eagles?
Not really.
No.
So I'm like, ugh, I'll stay away from that. Like,
those are fun. I forgot they do that every summer.
Yeah, they do the tribute. And I looked and I got really excited because it said concert. And I was like, oh! And then I looked and I was like, oh, I don't want to see a tribute to The Who. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So that's it for June, I think.
I think that's it.
All right. So we look forward to talking to you in July. And please,
we'll have a trip report.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook at Disney Dreaming Podcast. We love all our new likes we're getting and all our comments. We love it, love it. We are also on Instagram now.
Mm-hmm.
If you search Disney Dreaming Podcast, and on Twitter, Diz Dreaming Pod. That's us, because not many characters. So thanks for checking us out, and we'll see you next month. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.